like to welcome you to our show today at Take Time for Jesus. After today's message, we will have information on how you can contact the show or access past shows here at Take Time for Jesus. And now with today's message, here's Brother Earl and Sister Sarah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the time that we can have here to give to you praise and honor and speak what you have laid on our hearts. And we pray that it would be anointed by the Spirit of God to the ears of those that would hear, that they would give you praise and honor and thank you for all things. We thank you again for your love and your mercy and for what you have blessed us with. And we just pray for those that have wrote to us. We pray that all their needs be met, and help them, O Lord, those that are sick amongst them, that you would touch them and bring them forth. Them that needs jobs, will they answer their request, and just praise you for it, O Lord, and we give you the honor and the glory for all that will be accomplished. We praise you and give you the praise and the honor for it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Friends and loved ones, we're living now in perilous times, as I've spoke to you before, and some of you are probably paying attention. I hope so anyway, but seems like the world has just forgot about God in these days that we live, when the crucial times is upon us. And we read in the scriptures there of Matthew 24 and other scriptures there that wherein that the Lord has spoke to us about the things and the events that will happen during the last days. And my friend, they're not coming. They're already here. They've been around for some time, but they're just waxing worse and worse, as the scripture says. And we need to understand, we need to pay attention. The day of the Lord is coming sooner than what you may expect. Some people's plans for things for years ahead, vacations and things of that nature. But they need to plan on getting right with the Lord first and foremost. And then if it be the will of God that they take a year of next year's vacation or this year, and they accomplish this and play in the will of God and doing that which is right in his sight and pleasing him, that's what we need to first and foremost, to get it all together with him. And all these other things he said that he would add to us. But the thing of it is people are looking out and saying, Lord, if you'll do this, you'll do that, I'll do this and I'll do that. But the Lord says, if you will do, then I will do. There's many people today that have suffered for very different reasons, unnecessarily, because that they are looked and want to bargain with God. God doesn't owe you anything. He's already paid the price for your sins. So we owe him, if anybody owes anything. But you can't bargain with God. He has put it in words there in the scriptures in the Bible and was taught there. My friend, there's only one gospel, and that's the gospel that God himself, in Jesus' name, taught the apostles and the apostle teachings and doctrine. All these other things that come down the right line, denominational, brought up by man, and these things, is some of it's good, but some of it is just ain't worth fooling with. But let me ask you one thing. Do you know the Lord your God, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your personal Savior? I hope you do, but in the event that you don't know him as your personal Savior, it's time to call upon him and repent. Turn from your ways of vileness and all these things and get right with him, because the time is getting short. If we read in Matthew 24, when there before he ascended, we need to understand that Jesus wasn't talking just to hear himself talk. He was telling the world there what they could expect, and we're living in those days. Now, this was a long time ago, probably 2,000 years ago, when he telling the apostles there on Mount Olive before he ascended. Then they asked him when he got out there, and they asked him what would be the signs of the coming of the end of the world. And he told them that he told them there to be not deceived. And 24 and 4, he said, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and shall be famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in divers places. All these things are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to affliction, and shall kill you, and shall hate you for all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many of you feared and shall betray one another, and you shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When you shall see the abomination of desolate spoken of by the Daniel the prophet, stand ye in a holy place, standing in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which are upon in Judea and flee into the mountains, let them not come down off the housetop to take anything, neither let them come out of the fields to return and back and to take anything. But woe unto them that are with child and give suck. Pray that your time not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. My friends, we're living now in the times that when Jesus was speaking about, and we look now to the things that are presently and happening to the world today, and we see that how Russia has invaded Ukraine, and it may escalate into many other places. We know that how the people are trying to destroy Israel. It ain't going to happen, my friend. God's going to take his people and protect them. But the thing of it is that they're going to come forth and they are going to try to annihilate. The thing of it is that God's going to protect them. But we're living in crucial times today. We read in the paper, we look in the news on the television and how that these mass shootings is going on all over around and about us, and apparently for no reason. But the Bible speaks about that the devil is be out as a roaring lion, seeking that he may devour. Right. It's the people that's doing these things have a let Satan come into their lives and do these things. He is causing all the disturbance and the hate to build up in people, and we're fulfilling the scriptures when he said they would kill one another, and they're doing that. They'll hate one another. That's what's bringing it all on, is Satan is out and he's doing everything he can to drag as many into the pits of hell with him, because he don't want to be by himself, although he knows his destination is going to be put in hell for the however how long eternity may be. But eternity is going to be a long time. It's no end in my thinking. But there are many people, as the scripture says, that hell have enlarged itself in order to accommodate them that are evidently wants to go. But my friend, we're living now that the days that we're living in is perilous times. You read about it and see it, like I said, on the TV, where people be going down the road minding their own business on their daily chore, maybe to work or maybe to the grocery store, and somebody drive by and shoot them, shoot into their houses and kill them, and just go in and shoot people in mass murders around and about, different gatherings around and about. It's perilous times, my friend, because you never know about these things until all of a sudden there it is, face to face. And I hope maybe that you won't get caught up into this, but you'll get your heart right with the Lord before it's eternally too late. In case something other out of the ordinary catch you unexpectedly and your life is gone, be prepared to meet your Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, God himself in the flesh. that when you come before him, he can say, enter in. Otherwise, he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't know you. Your name's not on the Lamb's Book of Life. You're not going to make it. And ain't nobody going to jump up and say, when the Lord says, depart from me, there's no smart lawyer, none of them in this world is going to say, hey, we want a new trial. We want to rehearse this. Because when he says, depart, you're going to be departed and you're cast into outer darkness where there is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Read your paper. But most of all, read the Bible and find out what God has to say about these days that we're living in today. Not tomorrow, but today. For they've been coming on and slowly getting worse and worse. You see how the earthquakes are getting more severe and more often, how the storms is getting more severe and more oftener, and how they're wiping out whole towns, seem like, and taking lives out and all these things. They're here, my friend, perilous times, and these diseases that's going around as pestilence and these things. It's not talking about the roaches and things. Pestilence can be diseases and all these other little things that crawls around on the ground can be a part of it. But the thing of it is, if you're not right with the Lord, these things is going to be troublesome times for you, and we need to get our heart right with God. It's now or never. You or I, either one, have got the promise of tomorrow. You need to prepare today in case you're not around tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. You may not live to see tomorrow. I'm not talking trying to scare you, my friend. I'm talking about the scriptures, what it says, and wanting you to be prepared for what is to come. Because troubles are coming more and more frequently. We have it, all these things to happen, as the Lord spoke about, wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places, and pestilence and all these things. They're here. They're not coming to next year or something. They're already here upon us. They've been coming along, but they've been slowly getting worse and worse, as the Bible says, that their time will wax worse, and they're getting worse. People are turning away from the Lord, seeking after pleasures to please the flesh. We got it all going on. They'll go for miles and miles to watch some kind of worldly thing or build parties and things for it, but they won't go down the street there to a place to gather and together to worship the Lord. My friend, it's getting to be a terrible time. We need to understand we're living close to the return of our Lord. As he said, when you see the abomination of desolate standing that Daniel spoke about, standing in a holy place. Well, the time is getting close to where in that peace agreement is going to be signed with the Palestinians or with the Antichrist, and they're going to build the temple. It'll be a time of peace for a short time, but when he stands in the temple and declares himself to be God, it's going to be trouble after that, my friend. The church will be taken off because no man will beat his bride before he marries her. And the church is the bride of Christ. He'll take her out of all this here stuff. And if you got your name on the Lamb's Book of Life and you're part of the bride, then you won't see all the trouble that's going to come after that 3.5 years. You will be gone. You'll be at peace with the Lord. But my friend, those that are left behind, the Bible speaks about as it was in the days of Noah and the days of Lot. In the days of Noah, they was eating and drinking and building and so on and so forth. So were they in the days of Lot. They were eating and drinking, but they had that sodomite spirit about them, and God destroyed them. All them that didn't get into the ark was gone. The flood carried them away. All of them that didn't stop their foolishness of immorality in Sodom and Gomorrah, only three got out, four left, but Lot's wife turned around to look to see the thing, and she turned to a pillar of salt according to the word of God. Lot and his two daughters got out, but my friend, you need to be aware we're living in the soon return of our Lord. Be conscious about it. Read your Bible. Find out what he has to say about it and the apostle doctrine and teaching. Not some kind of myth that somebody come along with that's went down the road and carrying all this here false teachings and everything. You know, they hear sometimes back over in Waco, Texas, and how this man claimed to be the Christ, got a bunch of people killed. They went in and I don't think it was right for him to do it, but the one that was in charge there went in there and burnt the whole place down, killed them all. But my friend, it's come to the time to where these things are upon us. Perilous times are here, as Peter spoke about. We need to understand, we need to get our heart fully charged with the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, being in you, the Spirit of God. For he has said, without my Spirit, you are none of mine. You need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in water. And after that, you receive the Holy Ghost. Needs to be. There's a lot of people that don't believe in, they call it the Holy Spirit. But my friend, the Bible speaks about the Holy Ghost more than it does otherwise. But people have got so ashamed of speaking about the Holy Ghost until that's what's the matter with it. They've changed it in the Word of God. But let me tell you, when the Bible speaks about when the Holy Ghost came upon them, they spake as tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. There's a lot of people that went around today and jumping up and screaming and hollering right in the middle of everything, claiming that's the Holy Ghost. I've heard them whistle and said it was claiming Holy Ghost. Sit there, da 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 da, claiming it was the Holy Ghost. My friend, it comes peacefully. It comes decently in an order. It doesn't shine itself to be lifted up, and a person that does these things is not right. My friend, read the Bible, read your scriptures and find out for yourself. Not because I'm saying it or some other preacher said, but read the scriptures for yourself. Ask God to give you an understanding of it, that you may understand and know what is and what ain't, that you can know that God is truth and all things else is a lie. My friend, call upon the name of the Lord before it's too late, and just praise him. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Get on your face before God, crying out for repentance, asking him to forgive you of your sins. That's the only way. It's raising your hand and say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, and that man tell you you're on your way. I don't know where you're on the way to, but I've seen it happen so many times that the people never change. They just went on their own merry way. It doesn't work that way, my friend. The scripture teaches us with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, you call upon the Lord and he will receive you. But people are doing all kinds of things today. Most of it is because they want the money that you got in your wallet. They're crying out, plant your seed, plant your seed. My friend, I'm trying to plant a seed in your heart right now by the word of God. Get it right with God, because the time will come. If you're not right with him, if you haven't repented, you're going to suffer the consequences. It's going to eternally in outer darkness where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Money is not going to pay your way in into the kingdom. There's no way. Your works, the only works he requires you to do is to repent. Then if you do what you're supposed to do, God will take care of the rest. So look unto the scriptures, my friend. Praise God and look to him, because he's your only hope. He is our only hope. He's the one that died for us. He's the one that made the way for escape. And he is the only one that is due the praise and the honor. My wife's got something over here that she's going to read to you, goes along with the message, but really and truly, it's time to get right with the Lord. Here's my wife.
Well, praise the Lord. I know the Bible says Sodom and Gomorrah, but I want to share with you America and Gomorrah. Down through the halls of eternity echoes the cry of nations that once achieved towering heights of greatness, but now lie in the ashes of their own degradation. Nations that rose to world power in times of oppression fell to shame in the sins of their prosperity. Nations that did evil in the sight of the Lord caused their people to follow the ways of idolatry, leading them down the road to hell and damnation. The generation of Noah's day drowned in their sins of violence and unbelief, mocking God's man as he preached, "Repent and perish." Genesis 7:23. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, and Noah only remained alive and they that were with him in the ark. The cities of Sodom and Gomorrah are buried beneath ashes of God's judgment because of their perverted and repulsive sin of homosexuality. God sent two angels to destroy Sodom because of this sin. They met Lot sitting in the city gate, and he begged the angels to stay the night at his house with his family. And after the angels went into Lot's house in Genesis 19:1-29, the men of the city compassed the house around, and they called unto Lot and said unto him, "Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them." And when the morning arose, then the angel hastened Lot, saying, "Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters." Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah fire and brimstone from the Lord out of heaven. The mighty towers of Babylon are buried in the dust of time because they choose to turn from the true God of Daniel to the gods of paganism in Isaiah 21:9. Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of their gods he hath broken into the ground. The crumbling ruins of the great Roman Empire stand today as a reminder and a warning to those that persecute the Jews and to wicked men who, like Nero, try to wipe out Christianity. Nation after nation, generation after generation, we seem to forget that history truly does repeat itself. God created the home to be the foundation of the nation. As the home goes, so goes the nation. But today we can truthfully say, as our schools, television, movies go, so does the home and nation. Many Christians' homes have become garbage dumps for the RNX rated filth that comes straight from hell, thanks to cable, TV, satellite, and the internet. God's family altar and the Bible have been replaced by the world's family idol, the television. Nowhere in the Bible will you find God telling us to let the world or other people raise our children. Rather, in Proverbs 22:6, he commands us as parents, Christian parents, to raise them according to the Holy Word. And it says, "Train up a child in the way they shall go, and when they are old, they shall not depart from it." Also in Ephesians 6:4, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admiration of the Lord." And then again in Ephesians it says, "To children, obey your parents, that your days may be long on this earth." That's my interpretation. Many of our churches have switched partners or dancing to the tune of the social gospel that places more importance on telling members how to get out of debt or get along with others than on saving souls for eternity. Taxpayer-supported schools have become hangouts for a generation of violent, disobedient, and sexually active children. What else could we expect, since God is no longer welcome there or anywhere else? In years past, serial killers and mass murders were shocking and rare occurrences. Now it seems that if there's another terrible crime spree reported by the news on a weekly basis, and sadly, we are seldom shocked by it. Since 1973, when the murder of American babies was legalized, more than 61 million unborn children have been slaughtered by butchers who dared to call themselves doctors, and the rate continues to this day at more than 1 million abortions each year. Medical laboratories are successfully cloning human embryos for the purpose of harvesting their healthy stem cells, resulting in the destruction of death in the embryo. Currently, federal and state government and private foundations and philanthropists are spending more than $2 billion annually on human embryonic stem cell research. The judgment of God hangs over America like the judgment that hung over Sodom and Gomorrah just before their final destruction. America, like all backslidden nations of the past, had been warned by a merciful and gracious God to repent and turn back to Him. The same warning that Belshazzar saw written on the walls of Babylon still falls from the lips of very few preachers in churches throughout America in Daniel 5:25-27. And this is the writing that was written. God had numbered your kingdom and finished it. If you are weighed in the balances and found wanting. God never changes, nor will He apologize for the destruction of past evil nations. America has a rich heritage of God-honoring, Bible-believing men and women who sought and received God's wisdom and guidance. God's mercy and grace have been freely given, making the United States of America the wealthiest, most charitable nation in history. But God will not be mocked. America can choose the path our nation will follow. Will we go the way of sinful past nations, or will we choose God and His righteousness? As Joshua said, "And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose this day if you will serve the Lord or the world or serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And the people said in Joshua 24:21, "Joshua, okay, we will serve the Lord. The choice is yours. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord," in Psalm 33:12. Who will you serve today? Will you serve the Lord, or will you serve the world and all its pleasures? Here's Brother Earl.
Amen. My friend, it's time that we need to get an understanding that God is truth and let all others be a liar. There's many preachers out there today, and I've seen them on the TV, and I turn them off myself, but all they're doing is plant your seed, and all you do is take out your biggest bill you got in your wallet and send to me, and God's going to bless you, my friend. But now, if you really want the blessings of God in your life, you got to realize there's some tribulations going to come along with it, because He plainly says that through much tribulations we enter into the kingdom of God. And if the righteous scarcely make it in, where will the sinner and the ungodly appear? My friend, at the best that you or I or anyone can do, according to the scriptures, we're just barely going to make it in, because we have all come short of the glory of God, because we have done things that we shouldn't do. It's time to get it right with God. It's time to repent. Time to get out of this old doldrum about, I want this and I want that. The most important thing today is that you need God in your life. You need to repent and turn to the kingdom of kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, and repent. Turn unto Him today. Tomorrow may be too late. The time is right now. We know that how that Daniel, when he spoke about these things and when he wanted to know more about it, God told him, said, "The book's closed. Go your way, Daniel. You stand in your lot, for these times are going to come when knowledge had increased and people are going to run to and fro and they're going to do these things and one thing." We're here, my friend. People are running to and fro to all kinds of things, spending their money for pleasure, seeking after to please the flesh and everything like that. We're living in the last days. They're not coming to be 100 years from now, but they're here upon us right today. Pay attention. Read your Bible. Find out what God has to say about now that we're living, not the coming next year or in 2 or 3 or 100 years down the road. Some people says, "Oh, since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were." that the God of heaven is not asleep, my friend. He was manifested in the flesh to come into this world for the purpose to die for the sins of the world. That he done there at Calvary. But before that, he was mocked and abused in many ways, whipped and till the flesh hung down over his body, buttocks for yours and my healing and everything. But he carried him to Calvary and nailed him to a cross, lifted him up between the heavens and the earth, and there he was there. But he looked down on them and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But he died for yours and my sins. The only way that your sins will be blotted out is by that precious blood of Jesus that was shed there at Calvary long before you and I ever come into this world. But he paid our sin debt. You see, we owe him. He doesn't owe us. He's paid your debt, a debt that we all owed and couldn't pay. But he paid a debt he didn't owe, the just for the unjust. Don't you think it's about time that we got right with him? Don't you think that we're looking at the times when it was even to Daniel spoke about knowledge increase, it run to and fro, and here it is, these people over there in Nassau shooting all these rockets up, desiring to live on the other place among the stars. But the Bible says he's going to bring them down. But my friend, when all these things start happening, it may be too late to call on the Lord, because destruction is going to come upon this old world. It won't be, the earth won't be resolved, but he said, then again, it may, because he said it would create a new heaven and a new earth where then dwelleth righteousness. You want to be there? Only way you're going to make it is repent, call upon the name of the Lord, and turn from your evil ways and serve the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and body. We're going to understand that money and all these things that you or I could do to work your way into the kingdom, it ain't going to happen. It's not the only work that you can do is to repent upon your knees, calling upon the name of the Lord with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's the way it happened to me. And I'm glad today that I had that repentant spirit to come upon me. And I called upon the name of the Lord. I was wretched and vile, as the scripture says, that any man could be. Because if you're guilty of one, you're guilty of it all. So you're guilty of everything. If you're guilty at anything, you're guilty of it all. The only way you can be forgiven and pardoned, your sins cleansed, is by the blood of Jesus, and the only way you're going to get that applied is to repent, calling upon the name of the Lord. As many people today would spend hundreds of dollars to go to a ball game when they, for free of charge, they won't even go around the corner of the church and hear the gospel. Well, it takes money for the gospel to be preached. My friend, I don't have a number to give you to get it back from the government. But if you want to help me any way you want to, feel free to do so. You can get the address from the place and everything. But I'm not asking you to send me thousands of dollars. I'm just asking if you desire, if God lays it on your heart to help us, to get it out to the word out to the people around the world. That's what my heart's desire is to do, to preach the gospel and get it into as many homes and into the ears and the hearts of as many as I possibly can, that they may not go down in defeat and be cast into outer darkness. That they'll be, hear the Lord say, welcome in. The Bible speaks about the broad way, and wide is the gate, and many travel therein. But straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and few that find it. My friend, that's following after God, the narrow way, the straight gate. My friend, it's come to the place that we need to understand. God can do without us. I don't know, he existed before time ever was, and that he can still exist without any of us. But he chose to bring salvation into the world when he sent his only begotten Son, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He chose to come into this world and die for our sins. If you read the scriptures, when Abraham there when God promised him that through his seed all nations would be blessed, and out of Isaac came the 12 patriarchs, and on down the line, and out of the line of David, wherein kings come from, that God chose David to be the king. Mary came from, it just wasn't no ordinary person. It was, Mary was in the bloodlines of where kings come from, and she brought forth the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Spirit spoke to her and said, his name shall be called Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. My friend, there's no other way you can get there. The only name you can call upon is the name of Jesus. Only name we need to be baptized in is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in water, and be shows forth death, burial, and resurrection to rise from the death of sin and iniquities and everything, and having your life renewed and walk in the way of righteousness for his name's sake, being led by the Spirit. My friend, it's come time that we got to get it right. You can't make it without Jesus. That's just impossible. You nor I, neither one, no man will make it into the kingdom without being born again, and that requires repenting. So when Daniel was told there to close up the book, that nations would, time would increase with knowledge. You see, years ago, they didn't hear tell of a rocket going up there to the moon or no place else. But now the fulfillment of the scriptures, that the knowledge has increased so much. They've gotten better of these airplanes and things that they didn't have back years ago. But now they're getting increasingly differently, more sophisticated in everything. And we've got the wars and the rumors of wars. We got that war with Russia on Ukraine. We've got the rumors of war that they're going to attack Israel, and they're going to do this and they do that. China and all these here rogue station places that don't even believe in God. They're antichrist, in other words. They're non-believers. They're raising up. They're trying to get ready. And this year, just this war with Ukraine and everything with Russia may be just the starting of it. They say the river Euphrates is drying up, and they said it would be. The Bible speaks about it drying up to where the armies can come across it and therefore kill thousands of people. We're living in the days now, my friend, not next year or 10 years from now. It's already here upon us. Get your heart right with God. If you don't know him as your personal Savior, understand, read your Bible, and find that place of repentance and calling upon the name of the Lord. I can't express it enough. But we're living now that we see these wars and rumors of wars, and they're coming along, and we know that the time is upon us. We got to understand that these things are here. They're not going to come. They're already here upon us today. We are looking at the destruction of many things. Here, just not too long ago, that so many things went through, tornadoes went through Alabama and other states and destroyed Selma, Alabama. We're in there. I was raised there, my friends. I know it was some people there that was wicked, and God's done wiped them out. I've got some friends that live there. I hope they survived, but nevertheless, they believed in God. So if they've gone on, I hope they'll meet them in the kingdom of God. But look at the things that are happening. Pay attention to the things that are going on in the world and see how much more severe the storms, the hurricanes in Florida and other places are getting to be. See these things and know that the time is running out. Know that they are come to the place that we're in, that we need to be sure, make our election sure, and repent and calling upon the name of the Lord. We need to understand that he is our only hope, and you've got put your hope in your wealth or all these things. When the Bible speaks about the rich man will run and howl and throw his money into the holes with the bats, and cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them and hide them from the face of him that sits on the throne. Where is your wealth going to be then if your wealth is in sand? I live in a modern style and home and everything. I ain't got no rich $1,000, $100, $1 million home. I don't need that. My home is not here in this world. I'm in search for a city whose builders and makers is God. As Abraham searched out and walked through the land, God led him there, and he became the father of faith. My faith and my hope is in Jesus Christ, because he is the only one that died for my sins. Nobody else did. The Pope didn't. The President didn't. And nobody else. There was many, many soldiers have died and give their life for yours and my freedom here in the United States and other countries too. We know that how that the American people went and helped China fight off the Japanese, and they look where they're at today. They turned against just about everybody that don't compare to them and what they want. We're looking at all these things, my friend. Look at the scriptures, look into the word, and look to the news and the things about them, what's happening in this world, and you'll see the fulfillment of the word of God. The wars and the rumors, wars is here. The earthquakes are getting more severe. All these things are happening. To understand, these things must come to pass. All these things will be fulfilled, and then the end shall come. This gospel will be preached into all nations as a witness toward them, and they either heed or they are denied. The word of God, the people in Noah's day, they didn't take heed. The door was open for 7 days and nobody went in. But when the flood came, it said it took them all away. When Jesus takes his church out away from the face of the earth, there's going to be trouble such as never was. That old man of sin, if you don't take his mark and everything, you can't buy and sell. And if you don't worship him, they'll kill you. I said the only way that my notion is that a person could be saved from that is that he will not bow down to the will of the old mark of the old beast, and he won't deny the name of the Lord. That may be the only way, my friend, that you will be able to make it into the kingdom. But there'll be people killed, and there for his name's sake. You think about it. When he was talking about this to the apostles there at Mount Olive, and how they were persecuted by other people, how they were killed, and these things have already been done. But it's coming a time when your life will maybe laid on the line. So what you do for that, if you go with his way to save your life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose your life for his sake, then you'll find it. My friend, it's time you've got to make up your mind to do. I'd rather see you repent today. And then when the church is took off, God comes to bring his bride home, then you won't go through all these terrible things. But if you choose to be around, it's going to be rough. It's going to be there. Things that's going to happen that you never imagined that would happen. But you can't escape these things by repenting. You can call upon the name of the Lord today, repent, and be in the place that we're in, that when the catching away of the bride of Christ, when the church is raptured out or caught up into the heavens with the Lord, you'll be safe. Otherwise, you're going to go through some terrible times and you may be killed. But my friend, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to let you understand what the Bible says. I'm not after your money. I'm after to win the souls for the kingdom of God. For money is going to be vanished away with like all other things, because the Peter made mention about the heavens to pass away with a loud racket and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Where is all of your gold and your silver and your big homes and everything that you got built, mansions and everything? Where's it going to be then? You need your heart right. Or these people that's got all this stuff, they've got it because they begged it out of you. They made it sound so much until you give to them, and done without things yourself. I'm not saying that you can't give to the cause of God, but my friend, when it comes to the place that everything, the man's mouth flies open, that he wants money, he'll write a book, and he's got a Bible, and he's got this and one thing or another, that you can't get it. It's free, but you can't get it without sending him a love offering, or hundreds of dollars, a thousand. My friend, I believe that God has prepared this broadcast for your hearing. He has allowed me and He supplied my needs. But like I said, if you desire by the will of God to help me with this broadcast, I would appreciate it, but it will go for that, not for me to build a big mansion somewhere or another. But nevertheless, I don't have the thing to send you to get it back from your income tax. I don't do that myself, and I wouldn't recommend it. If you're going to give it for that purpose, you're not giving it for the glory of God to begin with. You're not going to reap what you think you're going to sow. But my friend, it's time to repent. It's time to call upon the name of the Lord. When Jesus spoke about the time of Noah, and Luke even records the time of the Noah and the days of Lot. There was Sodom and Gomorrah. We see these things. Our government has made it legal for men to marry men and women to marry women. They made it legal to abort the children and everything. Back in the days when the Israel sacrificed their babies by throwing them in the fire and sacrificing them to a false god. Evidently, these women that are having their babies destroyed in their womb, they're sacrificing them to where they can do and fulfill the desires of their heart. They don't want the responsibility. But they had the joy of getting them, but they didn't want them to raise them. My friend, it's come to the time when God's going to going to require an answer. And when they stand there, an egg on the face, as the old saying goes, I didn't know. They can't say they didn't know, because I've heard others speak about it. And He's going to say, depart from me, you murderer, you liar, you truth breaker, and all stealing and these things, all that. And when He says depart, you're gone. My friend, there's no hope for you. You're gone into eternity without any hope. The only hope that we got is in Christ Jesus, but it's going to require you to repent. That's the only work that you or I, either one, can do for our salvation. Humble before God and repent for your sins, be in godly sorrow for the sins that you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, because Adam put us all in jeopardy when he betrayed the Lord by one disobedient thing. It became sin, and that's to where it's at. You disobey what the scriptures have to say and what God has for us to do. If you disobey that, it's sin, my friend, plain and simple. Disobedience would cause chastisement. My mama used to tan my britches real good, not only my britches, but my backside too. And I thank God for it, because it taught me something other, not to do the things that I was doing and got myself in trouble. I thank God for that myself, that she was a mother that had enough of love for me, and she told me about Him and insisted that I learn something about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way it should be with all parents. They should have enough of unction about them, if they love their children, to teach them about the Lord by living the life before them and going and taking them into the place of worship. And not by just any old wind of doctrine, but by the truth of God's word right out of the lids of the Bible. Find a place of where they preach the gospel, not with all this prosperity and stuff like that. Shame on them people that all they can do is stand up there and want money to further their desires of the flesh, big homes and all that, and wealth and everything. My friend, God has supplied my need, and He will supply others. When He sent the apostles out, He told them not even take an extra pair of shoes or a raiment. And when you entered in, that your needs would be met. And if that city didn't receive you and everything, shake the dust from it. And it'd be better for Sodom and Gomorrah, and it would be on the day of the Lord for them. My friend, I've shook the dust from some few places, and it all fell apart, because I've been betrayed by many of my friends in the past. The Lord, they done it to Him first, so who in the world do you think that it won't happen to you? It's happened to many people. It's happened to me, but God give the glory. I said, Lord, lay no charge against them on my behalf. I forgive them, and if you see fit to forgive them, also do so. I don't want to see nobody perish in hell. I want to win souls for the glory of God, that we can make it into the kingdom and therefore be with him and enjoy the blessings of God in that new world, in that new kingdom, in the city of God, where it's built four square, 1,500 square miles, and the gates of pearl, and they're not closed neither day or night. The sun won't shine on you and scorch you, but the Lamb will be the light. He was a Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. All these here things people have got to worship in the holidays and everything is futile, my friend. They'll get you in trouble. There's no such a thing as celebrating the Lord's birthday. It doesn't require it in the scriptures, and therefore I would recommend you not to do it. And Easter hunting eggs and everything for the resurrection does not speak about it in the scriptures. Follow the word of God, my friend, and come out from among the world and be you therefore separated, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. The only way you can't have your foot in the world and one trying to walk on it straightway. It don't happen. You either got to be, you're going to be in one or the other. There's no middle road. You're going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and repent on the straight way in the narrow gate, or you're going to walk on the broad road of destruction. And it's only two ways. There's only two things that's going to happen. You're either going to be required, the Lord's going to say, enter into my rest, or he's going to say, depart from you, you worker of iniquity. Ain't no big on no in between there. My friends, it's time that we realize today is a day of salvation, and tomorrow may be too late. You don't have it, and I don't either, the promise of it. We do appreciate those that have wrote to us, and we pray for that God will bless and undertake, and all your needs be met according to the scriptures in his will, that you be touched by the Spirit of God and calling upon the name of the Lord. May your body be touched by the Spirit, because it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And his Spirit will enter into you if you call upon him. Without my Spirit, you're none of his, as according to the Scripture. If you haven't been born again, you can't have the Spirit of God and mix and mingle with the things of the world. It just doesn't work that way, my friend. We do appreciate those that have wrote to us, and may God richly bless you as we pray one for another, because we need it. We're living now close to the return of the Lord. I pray that you would read your Bible, find out what is there in the truth of God's word, and follow him into the kingdom of God, because he's our only hope. He's the only way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So you can't get into the kingdom except you go in at the door. And Jesus said, I am the door. I am the light. I am this. I am the Lord God of glory. I am that I am. My friend, it's time to get it right with the Lord. May God bless you and keep you, and our prayers was with you. Pray for us as it's well with ye, that we all would one day, when that time comes and we gather unto the kingdom, that we'll be there forevermore. God bless you and keep us in prayer as we pray one for another. God bless you and keep you. And our heart's desire is to win souls for the kingdom of God. Amen and amen.
Take time out for Jesus. He took time for you.
Take a little time in the morning, and you'll feel better all day. Take a little time for Jesus to get down on your knees and pray. He took the time to die on the cross, so all of our souls wouldn't be lost. If you find yourself slipping, then the thing to do time out for Jesus. He took time for you. Sometime you may be in a hurry. You have so many things to do. But don't forget about Jesus. Remember, He didn't forget about you. He took the time to die on the cross, so all of our souls wouldn't be lost. If you find yourself slipping, then the thing to do is take time out for Jesus. He took time for you. Take time out for Jesus. Took time for you.
We would like to thank you for joining us today on Take Time for Jesus. Email the show at ecompton31@yahoo.com. If you'd like to check out past shows of Take Time for Jesus, go to our website, taketimeforjesus.com. We look forward to joining you again on our next show as we Take Time for Jesus.